We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the working class country community type.
My name is Matthew McManus. I'm 26. I'm an aircraft mechanic. I live in Harrison County, West Virginia, in a town called Bridgeport. It's a small town, about 8,000 people, mostly white middle class. We are nestled in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. It's a very hilly, mountainous area. Everything is covered in trees, and there's no flat land here. I was born and raised in Huntington, West Virginia, a couple hours south on the West Virginia-Ohio-Kentucky border. I did the traditional four-year college thing after high school. Did that for a couple years, and that really wasn't working out. So I moved up here. There's a trade school up at the airport that I got certified to work on aircraft there. Locally, we have a problem retaining young people, particularly people like my age. There's not necessarily the jobs here for us. A lot of people that I went to college with, they got a four-year degree. They did everything they were supposed to do. And then they get out, and there's not a job there for them. Countless people I know from college either had to move out of state to get a job in their field, or they're working construction, or in a call center, or at a daycare. 5 or 6 years ago, there was a huge influx of jobs with fracking, oil and gas workers. They brought in a lot of guys from out of state, and they employed a lot of people locally. And that was great for a few years, but there's only so many wells that can be drilled and so many miles of pipeline that can be laid before companies have to start laying off. We used to have a lot of factories, steel mills, heavy industry manufacturing, but that's all been kind of phased out over the last 10 or 20 years. My grandfather graduated high school and worked in an aluminum factory his entire life. He's done very well for himself, but you can't find jobs like that anymore. I think if we had a generation of skilled workers, people that learn trades, machinists, pipe fitters, welders, and electricians, people that can actually produce things for the economy, I think that would encourage companies to invest in West Virginia. They could say, look, we have an educated workforce. These are skilled workers. We should bring our business here. That's what this state needs.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.